That's Earth, Wind, Fire with Boogie Wonderland. And if you were tuned in earlier, then you'll know that I'm trying to get Ruth and Josh on the line from Life of Bets. Let's hear. Guys, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Oh, fabulous. Hi. You are live on Radio Life and Style. Thank you so much for joining me for this conversation this morning. Tell me, first of all, where are you guys at the moment?
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, we're currently staying in the Drummond area, which is sort of by Upper Highway area.
Okay, so actually quite close to us. I mean, we're based in Ballito, but I started following you guys on Instagram quite a while ago, and it seems like more often than not, you are not in Drummond.
Oh my goodness, yes, we're just currently here at the moment as we're building our second tiny home on wheels. So we've stopped in back to our home neighborhood, but we were actually gone for the whole of last year. We were on the road full time.
That is incredible. Ruth, how on earth did you guys decide to take on this brave life choice? I think we all see these people and have like major wanderlust, and we see people seeing the world and we think that it's kind of impossible. But here you guys are, two locals, two South Africans, and you are making your dreams come true.
Awesome. No, we always had a dream to travel. We didn't really know how that was going to look. But basically, we just made sure that our jobs allowed us to work remotely. It kind of just flourished from there. We started by backpacking for a little while, got used to life on the road, and then purchased a caravan, a vintage caravan last year, which we renovated and then lived in for the whole year. And once we were pretty sure that we loved this lifestyle of van life and living on the road, we made the decision to buy a panel van, which we're currently converting into a tiny home.
That is incredible. And that is Ivy, if I'm right.
Yes, that's correct.
And I see that Josh is pretty full-time, quite handy in the van. Josh, is this something that you do for work, or have you just learned the skill set by living on the road?
I've totally had to learn the skill set. Up until this point, I haven't really been a handyman at all. I didn't really even know how to drill straight.
So there's hope for my husband.
Yeah, it's totally learnable. And I've had people to teach me. Luckily, Ruth's grandpa has actually been helping us quite a bit, and he was a carpenter. So he's been teaching me. So I've been really grateful to have people around.
And YouTube is an amazing asset as well.
This is true. You guys do a lot of DIY, but I think you really do need to become quite self-sufficient. I mean, I know that you guys do set up home in caravan parks, but perhaps now that you have a motorhome, would we see more remote stays as well?
We are obviously restricted by our connectivity because we do have to carry on working while we travel.
And also with this being South Africa, I don't know if we'd do any sort of wild camping, like on the side of the road and stuff.
Yeah, it could be a little dangerous.
Yeah, it can be a bit more dangerous. It's not like maybe more European areas where people do van life, you know. They do a bit more wild camping, or like stealth camping in parking lots and stuff. I don't think we would be up for that. But at least our vehicle is strong enough now to kind of go a bit more off the beaten track.
Exactly.
And we're going to have solar power, so we won't need to hook up to plug points, which will be cool. It also makes it a bit easier to go a bit more remote.
Because that's the thing, you really need to make sure that you can live and sustain yourselves. I mean, you guys are traveling far from home, far from anybody that you are personally related to. Maybe you're relying on the kindness of strangers along the way, but I'm pretty sure that this has opened some incredible doors to you, and you've probably seen parts of South Africa that you just don't get to see when you're flying over in an aeroplane. Can you tell me some of your favorite spots and why? Why was it so magical?
South Africa is such a beautiful country. I don't think we even realized before we set off how blessed we are to live here. We've literally met such incredible people and also just seen the most beautiful places. I think we're so blessed to have all the animals and the mountains and the ocean. I mean, it just never ends. Everywhere we've gone, we've literally loved. But definitely a highlight for us was the West Coast wildflowers up past Cape Town, the Makwaland. Yeah, we love that. And the mountains are beautiful in the Drakensberg.
And we were really surprised when we were up by the sort of Pretoria regions as well.
Yeah.
For what they offered, you know, there's been like gems that we've uncovered where we never thought, you know, it would be beautiful. And yeah, it's been amazing.
So, I think that's something I really appreciate about your post, is you're really helping people find beauty that is already on their doorstep. I mean, we all know about the beauty that exists in Cape Town, the Drakensberg, and it's something to be treasured. But you guys really have uncovered some hidden gems. Is this all research-based, or how do you actually go about plotting your journey?
Well, we do research. There's certain things that we want to see. Mm. So we would say like, oh, we want to go see the wildflowers. And then we just kind of journeyed really slowly in that direction over a few months.
Okay.
And took our time. We usually stay 1 month in each campsite.
Okay.
Which gives us a chance to really explore the area. And when we get there, we often will look up like things to do in and then the name of the town. And then there's always something beautiful to be discovered. We also love hiking, which gets us out and into nature most weekends and out of the busy hubbub of the town or the city.
Sorry for interrupting you there, Ruth. What I love about what you guys do, it's and from what I'm hearing from this interview as well, it's nothing that's impossible for somebody else to do. We all kind of go about traveling then the same way. You know, you look up what are cool things to do. But what's different is the way that you guys take your time.
Yeah.
I love that. And what is next for you guys? What do you think this life will lead to? And is this something you can see yourselves doing for quite a long time?
Yeah, so we both really love travel. It's definitely, the bug has definitely bitten. And we can't really imagine a life not traveling at the moment. We definitely have plans to carry on. We are hoping to do a little bit more of South Africa.
Yeah.
And then do like some southern African countries as well, like Namibia and Botswana.
Yeah,
and then hopefully even ship our van over to Europe and some other continents.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I honestly think that it's going to be a lifelong journey for you guys. I can see the passion through your posts, and you're developing skills every day. I mean, the renovation of Ivy is testament to that. And just the content that you're able to create. Ruth, are you a full-time content creator? Is that your job?
No, so we do it on the weekends at the moment. I actually teach English online.
Okay.
Privately. Yeah, I was working with a company, but they did close, and I managed to move my students over to private classes before the company closed. So I do that. And I also, obviously, content creation is becoming a bit more of a job as well. So working around both of those at the moment.
I can see why. Yeah. You're really talented at what you do. Your photographs are beautiful and the content that you create.
That's so kind. Thank you.
It is definitely wanderlust inducing. I love your work, and I hope that the future just brings so much beauty for you guys. You guys have put yourselves in such an incredible position, and I just think that what you're doing is so cool to inspire a generation that has so many opportunities to maybe sometimes choose the road less traveled. Do you have any parting wisdom for our listeners and if this is something that they would like to do with their lives?
Yeah, I think, you know what, you just got to choose to chase your dreams. No one else is going to do it for you. You have to choose and start with daily small changes in your habits so that you're able to achieve your goals and live the life that you deserve.
Yeah, and take the risk.
Take the risk, yeah.
I love that, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, these are honestly postcards, bumper stickers, and this is your life. And it is 100% possible.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, and good luck for the rest of your travels. And you do know that I will be watching. And if you, the listeners, are interested in following Ruth and Josh on the many adventures that is in store for their lives, then you can follow them at Life of Bets with underscore or dash in between each one of those words. Have yourselves a fabulous day, guys. Head back to the music now.
Thank you so much. Live from the center of Belize.